What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Today's topic is big. This is a big topic today. It's about releasing the beliefs that hold us back from living our best life. When we have a belief system that's not in alignment with the life that we want, we're going to stay stuck in the beliefs that we don't want. And I want you to think about that for a second. I want you to really ask yourself, what is it that I believe that's blocking me from living the life that I genuinely want to live? In today's episode, I'm coaching three people from my live talk in London. And in these conversations, we explore how you can claim your desires and let them unfold completely naturally, and how you can overcome the limiting beliefs that are holding you back from manifesting the life that you want and really claiming it. And I'm going to teach you how to commit to a way of living that will help you see beyond all limits and fears. This is a process of becoming curious about the beliefs that are holding you back and to really witness with compassion those belief systems so that we can help really heal and transform the way that we experience our life. And because when we fearlessly state our desires out loud and when we send that message loud and clear to the universe, we are going to experience radical change. And I told you this is going to be a big episode today. So I strongly encourage that you get comfortable, listen, take it all in, enjoy the show. It's funny. There's wild Brits coming through. You're going to love it. Enjoy the show. All right, who's first? Send them up, Jess. I styled Jessica tonight and I'm so happy with her outfit. Hi, love. You are numero uno. We're here. What's your name?
Rula. R-U-L-A.
Rula. Okay, Rula. How may I help you? We're very close. This is so exciting.
We are so close and I just love you so much. And yeah, it just felt so emotional when you picked me because I just did all what you were saying. I just imagined like it had already happened. Mm. There was no urgency.
When you raised your hand, right on, you're already doing the work. Rula, how can I help you, my love?
So I do sometimes experience urgency in some areas of my life and other areas I can really let go. And I experience urgency with men, and I think that might be related to having a biological clock, and I'm 38 years old. And I also experience guilt because I feel like there's so much that I want, but there's also so much that I have. Like, I've created an amazing life, and I'm scared that if I have more and have it all, that I will trigger my friends and make them feel bad. But part of me also believes, well, I can have it all and then take them with me and also show them the way.
That was a nice reframe. Okay, there's a few things happening here. The energy that you tapped into when you wanted me to pick you, what was that? Like, what did you do to allow that to happen? Because I'm not kidding you all, I felt it. I felt it, number one, right? So what was it that you did?
It was like, if I got on stage with Gabby afterwards, I would be buzzing. I'd feel high, and I felt it anyway.
You felt that feeling in the moment. You felt the buzzing in that moment?
Yeah, and then I guess there was a part that was like, I don't need to be on stage because I already have the buzz of being on stage with you.
That's right. I'm feeling it now. I'm experiencing it. So you're actually Dear Gab being yourself right now. So work, sweetheart. Sit with me for a moment. I want to give you an opportunity to see how what you did right there is exactly what I want you to be doing for your relationship. I want you to be in that visionary mode. Her energy's like, no, I lost you. Because there's disbelief. I see it. There's some disbelief, right? Yeah? Yeah? So what would make it possible for you to open up your heart to start being in that energy of excitement, positive anticipation, the feeling of what it is that you desire? Could you write it out, write a journal, and just start to write out what that feeling would be like to be in that romantic relationship? What would it feel like for you?
I think what's blocking is like feeling worthy of the type of man and the type of relationship, and then feeling scared that I'll upset my friends that might not have it or people that don't have it. But to answer your questions.
I'm going to ask you though, do you think that your desire to just to like dim your light for your friends is actually connected to the desire to have a partner?
Maybe related to desires in general.
Okay, great. So there's a belief that I am not worthy of my desires.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But that was completely gone in this room tonight.
Yeah.
You gave it over.
Yeah.
So the point I'm making is what you did right there is no different than doing that for a romantic relationship or for the career beyond your wildest dreams or for all the things that you're manifesting into your life. And you nailed it when you said, well, if I can do it, then I can show them that they can do it too. So do you want your sisters and friends and all these people in your life to be dimming their light?
No.
So treat yourself the way you would treat them. Be the light so they can see that light within them. So there is a belief system that if I'm too great, that others will not like me or I won't be loved. And that's a deep core wound. That's a deep core wound. Hang on. I need more happy days up here. Okay. So I want you to do the work on that, right? Start there with that. Because I know that's not the book that you wanted me to hand to you. You were like, can I have some super attractor and just start attracting this into my life? No. But right now, my love, there is a belief system that if I'm... You guys get me? Here's the deal, guys. I can sit here and tell you every method inside Super Attractor and every method inside the universe has your back and give you every single deck and talk to you about how you are the light and you are a perfect manifestation of what it is that you desire. And all that is true. All that's true. But if you don't do the deeper work, you will never believe that you are worthy of what you desire and you will continue to block it. We can't wash over the reality that the beliefs that we keep thinking, the storyline is the belief system of our life. And in order to really truly attract what we desire into our life, we have to undo those belief systems. And let me tell you something. That is manifesting. This is my greatest manifesting book yet. This is my greatest manifesting book yet. Because when you do, anybody done the work here? Has anyone done Happy Days? gone through it. Can I hear some hell yeses out there? Yes. But do you see that? That's like 15% of the room. Now, how many of you have read The Universe Has Your Back? So this is what I'm talking about. Next level it, people. Next level it, people. This is not easy stuff, and it's not like get a sign and all that. And that's great, and all that's fun, and all that works. But if you really want it to work, because you could do a book like this, and you could do a book like Super Attractor, and you start attracting into your life and manifesting a life beyond your wildest dreams, but then one second this little thing flips, or the guy doesn't call back, or the job doesn't continue to be as exactly how you thought it was going to be, and boom, you're triggered right back into that core wound of, oh, not good enough, I'm not worthy, it's not there, it's not happening, of course things aren't going to work out for me. And so do both. Practice all the principles of cultivating the energy of what you desire, just like you did tonight, Rula, and get to work on the belief systems that are holding you back from living the life that you truly want to live. Okay? Because Rula tonight believed that she could get on the stage, but she also believed that if I don't get on the stage, I'm going to feel great. And I'm going to feel that feeling no matter what. And I'm going to create more of that feeling. You can do that in every area of your life as soon as you start to undo the stories that are holding you back. Okay, my love? But the method that you did right there, once you start to release those beliefs, that's what I want you to do for everything. Believe it to receive it. Nice one, Rula.
Thank you, Gabby.
What a beautiful example.
Love you.
Take your book. Go read that book, Rula. I want to hear from you. I want you to send me some notes.
Let's take a quick ad break for one of our sponsors. My friend, if you've been listening to this podcast or if you follow me on social media, you might know that I love to cook. I really do love to cook. And there's no question about it. But sometimes my days, just like today, like I shared earlier, can be really busy. And that's it. I just run out of time. I don't have the time. And that's why I'm obsessed with our sponsor today, HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, I know that I'm getting farm fresh, pre-portioned meals that are literally delivered right to my door. I open the door, my meals are there, and each of the recipes are perfectly set up for me to enjoy the cooking process without all the drama of the chopping and the measuring and the grocery shopping. So HelloFresh is my favorite. They have 40 weekly recipes to choose from. You can take your pick from meals like soy glazed salmon with rice, one of my personal favorites actually, mushroom and chive risotto, or creamy Dijon dill chicken. Seriously, there is something for everyone. My little boy, he loves the potatoes. And HelloFresh even makes it easy to eat what you love. You can customize your meals by swapping proteins or sides. And now you can even upgrade to organic chicken or ground beef if you want to select that in your meals. So go to HelloFresh.com/Gabby60 and use code Gabby60 for 60% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Gabby60. Use code Gabby60 for 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Cha-ching. I love that sound. That's the sound of another sale and another business dream becomes a reality. When I first started my business 17 years ago, I had to learn a lot of new things. I had to learn how to figure out how to take payments. It was kind of a nightmare. I wish I could have had platforms to lean on. Platforms like Shopify. This is a company that is truly revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. We have a lot of folks listening to this podcast who are wellness entrepreneurs, spiritual entrepreneurs. And if that's you, I really want you to listen up. Whether you're selling books or memberships, Shopify simplifies selling online and selling in person so you can focus on successfully growing your business rather than getting stuck in all the mundane details. Shopify covers every sales channel, from an in-person POS system to an all-online e-commerce platform.
It even lets you sell across social media markets like TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, you are hooked up. And thanks to their 24/7 help, I mean, this is the biggest deal, you guys. When I was first starting out, the platforms I was using for these things would barely get on the phone with me. Their 24/7 help, they are there to support your success every single step of the way. And what is really incredible to me about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify is there to empower you to take your business to the next level. So now it's your turn to get really serious about selling and try Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Gabby, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Gabby to take your business to the next level. That's shopify.com/Gabby.
All right. Who do we have here? This beautiful lady with her leather skirt. Hello, love.
Hey, love you, Gabby. Can I just take in this moment? I've tried to join your Zoom so many times, but always be doing a school run or something. And I was always like, it's okay. The time will come. So,
and here we are, IRL, Dear Gabby Live.
I'm so grateful right now. So my question, so many things I want to ask, but the one that the most prominent right now, I guess, is how do I stay consistent in this belief? Like, so it's nice, you know, when this meditation that you just put us through, it was just so gorgeous. And when you're in that moment, you feel it with your full heart. But then there's the other 23 hours and 55 minutes.
How do you do it? Yeah.
How can we just stay so focused and so consistent on that route? Because I'm going through a massive transition from leaving the corporate career behind, retraining into wellness, because I wanted to be that mother who's there for her child. And it's so scary and it's so humbling. And even though I'm qualified, I'm almost 40 and I'm knocking on these doors and somebody who is new in this wellness world and I'm getting rejection. I believe it, but I just need to focus and stick to the vision.
Okay, so first things first, don't wait to be picked, okay? So start doing it now. In this wellness world, I'm sure there's many things that you could do for free or in your household or for your child or for your home or whatever that might be, a friend, and get into the feeling and the act of the service that what it is that you desire. Listen, honey, I taught myself how to be a public speaker on these stages for free for 5 years, right? Not that that's going to be the length of time. Just get into it now. Start doing the thing that you've been dreaming of. Okay. And there's no excuse. You know, you're like, I don't have time. You don't have time for your greatest desire. Make it.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm doing it.
Start doing it now. Okay. That's number one. Then yes, you're going to have these fleeting moments where you're like, boom, Gabby Bernstein just downloaded all this stuff for me. I said this meditation. I feel so good. Yeah. Okay. But I'm not going to sit here for the next 2 years with you in this room. All right. And so although you can listen to me all day long on my podcast or whatever, right? Or Miracle Membership, you can listen. So use whatever it is, whether it's me or another meditation or another person out there, to be in that energy and return to it regularly throughout the day. So maybe more than once throughout the day. Then in those moments when that fear is going to come in, because that's going to be the majority, right? The fear is the first responder. Until we actually start to lower the volume on that fear and raise the volume on our inspiration. And what happens is the more we practice these principles and practice these principles and practice these principles, the more that love voice becomes the loudest voice in the room. But it takes commitment, it takes conviction, it takes repetition. It's also what you're going to be teaching. So you want to be going to school every day for yourself. You got me? And truly, that's for all of you. I want you all to be teaching these methods in your own life. So you have to go to school every day for yourself. Be in the experience of what it is that you want to share. And know it in your body. Get to know it in your body. Get to know that shift. Last week, I had this beautiful impromptu therapy session with Gabor Mate, okay? Like the guy. And he's helping me out with something. It wasn't a therapy. I mean, he's calling to help me with something, but he got right to it. And he said, you know, dot, 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 dot. You're not in your authentic truth in this area. And I said, holy shit. Like, yes, I got that. But you know what? That was decades of reconditioning, believing something different, to be able to be in that moment with Gabor Mate and say, oh my God, I feel that and I see that. So we have to do the day-to-day work to have that quantum shift of, oh my God, I see it, okay? So my love, in this situation, I want you to be in the daily repetition of choosing again. Now, for you right now, I'm not getting it. I'm 40. I'm turning 40. I'm not getting the job. That's the story. We heard the story, right? And we know how that makes you feel, like, right? Okay. Can you forgive yourself for having that thought right now? Yeah. She's like, right away. Yeah. She's like, and she went like this. Because you know what? The thought is usually a young part of us. It's usually a child part of us that's super struggling. And so the moment that we forgive that child part of us, it's like, oh, I can be seen now because I don't have to hide anymore. And so by forgiving that part of you, what would be the next thing you would want to say to that resistance? And what would be the next best feeling thought?
There's nothing wrong with you. You're worthy of it. You can absolutely do it.
Yes. What else? Tell me more.
I love you.
You love me, okay.
You love, of course you. I love you, but as in, okay. I love myself, as in to that
yes.
younger part
I
of
love
myself.
Myself, and she loves me too. Okay, I love myself, yes, okay, and more. What else would you say?
Take action.
Okay, right on, I felt that. Did you guys feel that? Yeah. Take action. Anything else?
Keep going.
They're all saying it to you. Believe you already got it. But here,
feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I want to just share with you? If you have children, right? If any of them came to you and were like, Mommy, it's not working out, what would you say? I love you. Take action. Keep going.
Don't give up.
So can you see? Yeah. Take that in. Yeah. Become the internal parent for yourself. And parent yourself in all the ways that you may not have been parented. Even with the best parents ever, parent yourself in the ways that you may have had lack. See how she did that choose again method just in the most elegant way, in the most grounded way, where you notice the feeling, notice how it makes you feel, forgive yourself for having the feeling. And then she was just going for it. And start to treat yourself with that kindness. People, I do this all damn day long. And so you're like, okay, how do you feel good? I choose to. It's a lot of work to think with negative thoughts all day long. It's a lot less work to reprogram them. Okay? Nice. Nice one.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
I have a fact that I'm going to share with you that really shocked me. 90% of your skincare goes to waste because it gets wiped off or sweated off before absorbing it into your skin. And that is why I'm really excited to introduce you to this new product I've been using, Droplet. Their award-winning handheld device transforms serums into a high-velocity micro mist that absorbs into the skin 20 times deeper than topicals, where the ingredients can actually do some good. The device pairs with the Droplet mobile app to unleash the most powerful, deeply penetrating results and lets you personalize your skincare routine with targeted treatment modes. And that's why I love using Droplet, and it's perfect for hydration and hyperpigmentation. I love this new ritual, and it's part of my daily treatment. Droplet delivers a powerful treatment under 60 seconds twice a day. I do it once in the morning and once at night. And you want to know what's awesome about this? It feels like this beautiful mist. It's like this experience of being in the spa, but you're in your bathroom. This device works with formulation capsules, kind of like an espresso pod. So you use it to infuse the treatments, choosing the right ones that are right for your skin. This is the ultimate self-care experience from the comfort of your own home. For a limited time, listeners can get 50% off your Droplet device at droplet.io and use code Gabby. That's droplette.io, code Gabby. Woo! my friend, I just got back from dropping my son Ollie off at school. I was rushing. I spilled coffee on myself. Now I'm super jittery because I had the coffee and I didn't eat anything. So I had to come into my office. I had to get to work. I had to record these ads. And oh my God, what did I need? I needed food. So I ran to the refrigerator and I grabbed a Perfect bar. Yep. You know it. You know I love it. You know it's my go-to snack. And also my go-to breakfast sometimes when I'm super busy and I'm trying to move really quickly, like this morning. And Perfect Bar is my favorite go-to fresh from the fridge snack, packed with protein, 17 grams of protein, people. You know I love that. And 20 organic superfoods, organic honey, freshly ground nut butter, absolutely delicious flavors. Dark chocolate chip is my favorite. I'm actually going to dive into it as soon as I'm done recording, but I already had a few bites before I jumped on. This is my way of staying energized, satiated, feeling good about what I'm putting into my body when I'm busy. And we're all busy. Perfect Bar knows that it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Pretty cool, right? All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking.
All right, who's next? Hello, gorgeous.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm so good. I feel so blessed to be on this stage and just in your presence right now. So first of all, just thank you for inviting me on this stage.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Tisha.
Tisha?
Yeah, and I'm from Birmingham. So me and my friend
Renee,
we've traveled today.
Yeah. I went to Birmingham. I had a raw food dinner. This was 100 years ago. Okay, yes. Okay. Yes. Jessica and I went to Birmingham, and on our way to Birmingham, we manifested. Can I tell that story before we start?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jessica, our COO of my company, who used to formerly, yes, Jess, it's a hot outfit. She used to work for Hay House, who's hosting you tonight. And she used to be backstage with me and just making sure the lights were going and the audio is on in all different stages all over England. And she also did the promotions for my book. She got my second book in the Sunday Times. I mean, she was just on fire for me. And we were driving to Birmingham, and she's like, I love my job so much, and I'm going to be here for a while, but there's one day I want to live in the countryside, and it's hard to commute from London to the countryside. And I said, well, you know, Jess, your career path lends it that you could either work from home for them, or you could be in PR in some way, shape, or form. I said, but maybe one day you'd work for me. And I just said it. And when she did decide to move to the countryside and she loved the company, she tried working for Hay House over the phone and coming in. It was too hectic. And she said, I need to be home. And then within a month of her leaving, I said, come work with me. And 7 years later, she's the COO of our business and is we can't do it without her. We can't do it without her. And that story, I think, is in Super Attractor. And I share that because these moments in time when it seems like it's nothing actually are seeds being planted for something so much more. And here she is again, back with her Hay House family, doing, you know, working it again backstage. So that was our Jessica story. Let's carry on to you.
Yes. So first of all, I just wanted to say again, thank you for having me here. When you first mentioned bringing people on the stage today, I automatically started visualizing, how would you pinpoint me out of the audience? Like, what would you say? And I was thinking, okay, I've got black on, I've got my hair out today for the first time in how long, so maybe she'll mention these things. And I didn't realize that subconsciously I was probably sowing a seed there and then, because that happened. And one thing that I always advocate for, because I like to speak and just spread positive messages to people, and one main thing I always say is have the audacity. So I said to my friend up there when you said, who wants to come up? I said, let's just have the audacity, because if she chooses us, who knows? So, you know, I had the confidence when I seen my friend then starting to up her hand. And I thought, I always promote being audacious, have the audacity. So just do it, because you're proving a point now to other people that if you don't have it, then, you know, you're actually being quite self-limiting in just not having the cheek to do something.
Is there anybody out there Is there anybody out there who didn't have the cheek to raise their hand? I have no idea what I'm saying. I'm like speaking British right now. Okay. That wanted to come up, though. That didn't have the cheek. Sir, I'd like you to stand up, my love, and come back over here.
Yeah.
You're next. You're next. You're next. Did you notice that all the women who've come up so far are like the performers and the presenters and they all have the cheek.
Yes.
But and that's all fine. But I'm going to get more no cheekers up here. Okay. Okay. Now, how can I help you? Thank you for that, because now we got a new guy coming up.
Yeah,
how can I help you, baby?
So I think, like I said, I'm somebody that likes this. It's a passion for me to want to speak and help people, whether that's to be the best version of themselves, physically or mentally. And since I decided to embark on that journey off the back of reading The Universe Has Your Back, that has really spiritually aided me. And I sent you a message recently saying that, and you replied, so thank you.
Yeah.
That meant a lot, so... Since I've started going on that journey, I felt like I've been really walking on my purpose. And this year, I really do want to take things to new heights. And hopefully, I can do it as a proper career and be able to earn money from it. But hopefully, off the back of that, then I can move out and get a home for me and my daughter, because I'm going to be raw and real. And that's part of what my authenticity is, just being real and open. I've grown up in a home where it's not what I would want for myself and my daughter moving forward. And I guess it's almost been a self-limiting belief that I've grown up with, feeling like I'm not going to get that home that I fantasize about or that I see other people with or that I see online. And I just want support with letting go of that self-limiting belief and really...
When you have that belief come up, what does it feel like in your body?
If the thought of having the home... It feels amazing.
Oh, it does.
It feels so good. I feel at peace.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I feel so good just imagining me and my daughter being in that home.
So why are you sitting here? No, but I imagine there's a voice that comes in that's sometimes not that.
Yeah, because that's not my normal right now. So it just, and it's also that fear of moving out and then having that financial responsibility and probably self-limiting beliefs surrounding money.
So the limiting beliefs are around money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does that feel like in your body when you get into that story about the money?
As in the limiting side of it, it feels awful.
Awful,
I feel stuck. It feels like I want to cry.
Yeah.
That's how it makes me feel.
Yeah. And where is it in your body? Is it in a certain place?
It's over my back. It's in my stomach. Yeah, mainly up here.
Okay, that part of you inside that you're noticing, how long has it been around?
It's always been around, I feel like.
So it's young. It's been there for a while.
Yeah.
And is there a visual or a memory that's like when that feeling started to come into your life?
I think the fear has always been there because growing up, I'd never felt comfortable about everything in my home. Mm. And then... because I'm still there, I guess the feeling has just grew more and more as I've got older.
Okay. So you have a younger part of you that was activated by being in the home, but you're still living in the home.
Yeah.
So that younger part is still very alive and awake inside of you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you were to ask that part of you what it needs right now, is it a female? It's like a young girl.
Yeah.
What might she say if I asked her what she needs?
To just stick at my dreams, because I know that I'm going to get out. So I guess it's just to stick at what I'm doing, because I do have the ability to visualize and feel what that vision brings to me. But I guess sometimes I can get stuck in the moment of what's happening right now. And then I just sort of need to be able to not stay in that moment so much and just...
What if she was in that moment? What does she need in that moment?
Some compassion.
There you go, my love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Patience.
Yeah.
Just the strength and the determination and the faith that I know that my vision has power and purpose. I know why. I feel like I know a decent amount of why I was put on this earth and why I was given this life. So... I know sometimes that I have to place that power in something bigger than me. And that's how I know that it's true, because really, the universe has never failed me.
Yeah.
Yet. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And you want to do work like this, like writing books or putting...
So I think because I know that lots of people go through the route of education and then they can speak off the back of that, but I pride myself of having the combination of, yes, education, but lived experience.
Yeah.
And I think the lived experience...
What do you want to do with it?
I want to be able to share that with other people, because sometimes not everyone has the audacity to say what they're thinking
and
feeling.
In what ways do you want to share?
Through. I want to be able to be in spaces like this. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so grateful to come on the stage, because it's the start of the year and I've started it in front of so many
Driftwood,
people.
Driftwood, girl, yeah.
And it feels so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're living it right now.
Yes.
You're here at an event hosted by Hay House, which is the spiritual imprint, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I hear your voice, and I'm like, oh, I want to listen to that voice more. And I believe her, and I feel it, and it feels so good to me, and I want more of that, and I believe her, and she has an experience that she's here to share.
Yes.
And so that's happening. But the thing I want to warn you of is that I'm noticing you're overriding that younger part of you.
Yes.
And sometimes your spiritual beliefs can be almost like spiritual bypassing. Is anyone familiar with that? And, you know, listen, I had to do that for many years just to survive, okay? Because the younger parts of me were so dark and traumatized that it was really hard to face into them. And so what I want you to just all do, those of you who might resonate with this right now, is become the witness. Just notice when you're in those triggered places. Notice and get to know, right? Notice. Know. What do I know about that part of me that's inside that's acting out or fearful or whatever it might be? And then need. What do you need right now? Because we are comprised of all these little children that are inside of us. Children who were told they weren't good enough. Children who had trauma. Children who had addiction in their household, children who had even the best upbringing in the world, but just were never felt seen because their parents were working too hard, or whatever that story might be. We all have these little children inside, and these children get super triggered all day long. They get activated. They react. They're often the children are out there running the business. The children are out there being the parent. The children inside of us are freaking out when the guy doesn't call back. And so when we can extend compassion, as she did, by noticing that younger part inside and knowing, getting to know it, becoming curious about it. What do I know about that part of me? And then asking that part of you, what do you need right now? She said, compassion. And compassion is the quality of our resourced, adult, undamaged self, the internal parent inside all of us. And so her ability to tap into that compassion is what I want to see more of. I want you to spend time every day with that younger part of you and give her compassion and give her love. And not just a pep talk, because the pep talk is like another protection mechanism.
Yes.
Okay, you're great at a pep talk. And you believe in the pep talk, and I believe in it too.
Yes.
But it also is a defense mechanism. It's a way of saying, and it's a way that you've survived.
Yes.
Okay, my love? And so we want to thank the pep talk and be like, okay, sister, we love you. Keep your, you know, rah-rah, but take a break for a moment and go into that place of real inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Because that little girl in you just needs more of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I agree.
Yes, love. Yes.
Thank you so much.
So your homework for tonight is to just open your heart and become curious. All of you, become curious about those parts of you that may feel blocked, and become curious about those parts of you that may be holding you back, and be compassionate to them. I want you to recognize that the universe is constantly in the support of not just the visions that you want to create and the manifestations that you want to bring into your life, but the universe is supporting your healing, your growth, your inner light. And so I pray for all of you to start to welcome that presence of an energy beyond your own and connect to the parts of you that feel lost and feel scared and feel afraid, and to give yourself permission to be unapologetic about what you desire and to make your greatest desire to feel good. To feel good, because when you feel good, everything can unfold naturally. Believe it. to see it, my friends. Believe it to see it and be willing to do whatever it takes to get to the belief system that you are worthy of what you desire. I love you, London. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah. Thank you. I will be back.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.